LGBT advocates are upset with the way the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office is identifying a deadly shooting victim who they say was transgender. The killer remains at large. It's a Sunday afternoon in Riverside's Memorial Park, and Maria Garcia is reading a poem at a vigil for someone named Celine Walker.
But I will not cease to fight. Today I mourn and I remember all of my siblings killed because they were transgender.
Garcia is with the local Coalition for Consent. Her group and others organized this vigil as a call for action after Walker was shot dead in a hotel room near the St. John's Town Center early this month. When police publicly called for leads in the case, they identified the victim as Cedric Walker, a man. But everyone here today says Walker was a transgender woman who went by Celine, not the name on her license. Elias Joseph is calling on the sheriff's office to change its practices.
JSO is being super disrespectful, misgendering her, calling her by her dead name, when they really have no reason or cause to do so, even though they claim that they do.
JSO declined an interview, but in an email to WJCT, they say police go by whatever gender ID the medical examiner makes, and Walker's yet-to-be-released autopsy report identifies the victim as a man. End of story.
You know, we're not asking them to talk about her genitalia or anything like that, which is all that medical examiners really look at. We're just asking them to call her by her right name and use different pronouns, which is really not hard.
In emails, JSO also said transgender people have legal avenues for changing their name and gender on official documents, and giving police info that doesn't match is a crime. The ID change process is something local transgender attorney Rusty Mead knows a lot about.
The process can be quite lengthy, and it can be expensive if you're doing it on your own. And even if you're not doing it on your own, if you need the assistance of an attorney, what happens with a lot of transgender folks in particular, you live in a status that makes it hard where you're hard to survive with your basic need, you know, getting your basic needs met.
That difficulty, he says, comes from the discrimination many face. And while official documents are one thing, Mead says that shouldn't be the end of conversation between police and the public.
Why not just talk about it? Why not implement a policy? Why not have a discussion with the community, especially, you know, the community, you know, that you're that's the, you know, that is the target of this discussion.
That's exactly what the Seattle Police Department did in 2014 when it hired a full-time LGBT liaison. Here's Officer Jim Ritter.
So having a liaison helps bridge that gap to a community which has not always trusted the police.
He says he met with a lot of transgender people, heard what they wanted from police, and then made an 18-minute training video.
I was the victim of a pretty vicious attack and a hate crime. Walking home with two other transgender women from a charity concert.
That basically and lets our officers know about, scene, you know, what it's like as much as they can to be transgender and to be empathetic and compassionate when dealing with the transgender community.
Officers have to watch the video, read a policy.
Basically, it talks about pronoun usage, you know, just respect issues.
And take a quiz. Seattle's policy requires officers call people by their preferred pronouns and names, even if they haven't legally been changed. That's in both person and on official documents. And when they book trans people in jail, officers list both their legal and adopted names. Seattle also works with other police departments to help them implement similar policies.
Well, I work with about 130 right now nationwide and in Europe and Canada.
Ritter says this, in combination with a program called Safe Place, encouraging LGBT victims to report hate crimes and threats, means reporting has more than tripled over 3 years. That's as violence against transgender people has been on the rise nationwide, according to the Human Rights Campaign. Most victims last year were people of color, like Walker. Equality Florida's Director of Transgender Equality, Gina Duncan, says she worries JSO's identifying Walker as a man will hinder the investigation.
People in the community know her as a woman. You know, her gender identity is being dismissed. She's being disrespected after death, which is horrific. And again, it's impeding the ability to investigate a transgender woman being murdered in Jacksonville.
When asked about this, a JSO spokeswoman said the investigation is active and ongoing, and if detectives feel releasing more information would help, they will. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.